Winds storm with 100 miles per hour gusts sweeps eastward across the U.S. by low Caulfield on March 13, 2026. A system with winds that reached 109 miles per hour in Wyoming and 104 miles per hour in Montana on Thursday headed for the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes and the Ohio Valley Friday with gusts that could exceed 75 miles per hour and affect as many as 70 million people. That was the forecast from Fox Weather as what it described as a clipper where a fast-moving low-pressure area swoops down from Canada bringing colder temperatures and sharp winds. By Friday afternoon, more than a half million customers were without power in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan as well as other states as wind gusts also impacted air travel, causing delays in originating flights and airlines throughout the Midwest. Nearly 1,000 flights were reported delayed into or out of Chicago O'Hare International Airport by noon. Chicago, Minneapolis, and Milwaukee were all under high wind warnings through much of Friday afternoon, with the strongest expected in the Ohio Valley and interior areas of the Northeast. According to NBC Chicago, Indiana issued a wind ban for the Indiana Toll Road until 6 p.m. to prevent high-profile vehicles including triple tractor trailers, long doubles and high-profile oversized permit loads from overturning. A preview of wind gusts for the middle and eastern half of the U.S. were recorded Thursday, where wind speed stopped triple digits in parts of the northern plains Thursday. A 92-mile-per-hour gust recorded in Cheyenne, Wyoming set a new daily record. On Thursday, winds reached 109 miles per hour in Centennial, Wyoming and 104 miles per hour in Hilger, Montana, according to Fox Weather. An industrial-sized shed used to store salt was shredded by the winds in Arlington, Wyoming. The intense winds also rolled over trucks on Interstate 70 and another highway in Jefferson County, Colorado.